Welcome to the pregame show of Dowling Catholic High School Basketball with your host, Mark Amadeo, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to the Dowling Catholic High School Gymnasium as we get set for high school basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the first doubleheader of the season. And it's Dowling Catholic hosting the Jaguars from Ankeny Centennial. My name is Mark Amadeo, and I'm joined by Steve DeVinny here in Game 1. Michael Morrow will join me for Game 2. And, Steve, welcome to the broadcast. And, hey, something other than football on Iowa Catholic Radio. We've been kind of tied up since August with that football team, but it was all good. And I want to thank you personally, Steve, for all your support with your fine company that got behind, got on the bandwagon, because you've always been on the bandwagon. We want to thank you for that. And, Steve, welcome to the broadcast. Mr. Steve DeVinny at Raymond James, and I can say life well planned. Go ahead, take it from there.
Well, let's talk about the teams in the game. Let's don't talk about me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm happy to be here, and I'm tired of Tom Wilson winning championships. Let's talk about basketball.
As he just walked by earlier, yeah, nice job out of you. Well, what a season it was for the football team. Unfortunately for the boys' basketball team, they don't have a whole lot of practices in. And you know, as a coach, and Steve, you're helping with the eighth grade boys here at Dowling. It doesn't give you a whole lot of time to get reps in. A lot of the schools probably got several thousand shots down for the Dowling boys basketball team because they had about seven players come over to basketball from the football team, and they haven't got a whole lot of reps in, but they're getting there. And I looked last year because I kind of was curious about this.
Yeah.
Dowling went 6-1 in the first, right before Christmas break,
yeah.
So it didn't affect them too much.
No. This year might be a little bit different. Every year is different depending on how many guys specialize in basketball and how many athletes they share. And like you said, there's 7-8 guys on this team that played football. I don't think there was quite that many last year. But OC's known for the ball club getting better as the year goes on. So I think there's a little bit of uncertainty, right? I mean, these guys have only been practicing basketball for about 10 days, so
yeah,
be a little rusty.
Yeah, they will. Well, they expect that. You know, basketball, really, I think, in my opinion, in 30, actually close to 40 years of either following it, coaching it, or broadcasting, it doesn't really start getting better until maybe mid-January when they start getting their legs, get out of that fall sport and get into basketball. But that's not saying they're not going to play hard.
Oh,
and
of course.
Should see some good games. And tonight in the girls' game right here, we got two of the best, girls' teams around here, I think. A lot of them are here in Central Iowa. But Ankeny Centennial and Scott DeYoung, and what a legend he is, led 19 different teams to state.
Yeah.
Won, four in a row. He had four state titles in a row. I think he's up to seven now. And, over close approaching 600 wins on his career at two spots, at Colo Unesco and at Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial. Now, so this is his third stop, but a veteran coach who's also without his leading player tonight. Kenna Sauer will not play. She's injured, averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds. She had a volleyball injury that's aggravated her leg, so she will not play. And for Dowling, the Maroons' leading scorer, Caitlin Clark, will not play. She had a rolled ankle. She's here, but she's hoping to play this Friday night. So both teams without one of their leading players, and they're going to have to make do with the rest.
Well, there's lots of good players on both teams, and like you said, great coaches. I was fortunate enough, clear back in the day, I used to referee high school basketball just out of college. One night they sent me up to Colo Unesco, and I run into a guy named Scott DeYoung under the old 6-on-6 rules.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I had to flip a coin to determine whether it was traveling or not. Those rules were screwy, but we developed a good friendship. And then my daughter Molly, who played at Dowling, was the same age as his daughter, Brittany, and they roomed together at UNI for a semester, and so Scott and I go back a long time, and I would consider him a close friend, and he's what a legend he is in coaching. He just has a great gift with the kids, and they have a great work ethic, and it comes down to a lot of good defense on his behalf. That's what always keeps his teams right in the game, whether they're scoring well or shooting well or playing well offensively, but he's the best. He's a Hall of Famer.
And you talk about teams that always, seem to get better as the season goes along, no matter if they're blessed with tremendous athletes or they got to develop them. Scott has been on both ends of that, and Coach DeYoung has done that at Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial. And back in the days when he had to overcome the officiating like you had at Colo Unesco, he has done that and done it well.
Yeah, he's a great guy, great ambassador for the sport. And you wouldn't want to play him, you know, in February, kind of like it used to be with Bob and Sharon.
Yeah.
You just don't want to play those guys late in the year when there's something meaningful on the line.
Well, on the Dowling side of things, the Maroons went to a Thanksgiving Day tournament up at Denny O'Grady's alma mater, St. Thomas in St. Paul in Minnesota. Dowling played two games last Friday and Saturday, won them both, knocked off a very good team out of Minnesota in Holy Angels. Holy Angels, and they were out of Richfield, beat them 61-41, ranked third in Minnesota. Nice win on Friday, and then on Saturday they defeated Creighton-Durham Hall out of St. Paul, 72-67. That's the game when Caitlin went down, ended up being a six-point game. So Dowling on the road all last week. They were at Ankeny a week ago Monday, and then in Minneapolis Friday and Saturday. Scott, they're 3-0 coming into tonight, and they're playing one of the top teams in non-conference play, and that is Ankeny Centennial. So a big test for head coach Kristen Meyer in her second year here at Dowling, taking on a fine Ankeny Centennial team without Coach Caitlin Meyer.
Great start for the Maroons so far. The answer to the trivia question, who's the most famous athlete to play at Creighton-Durham Hall, is Joe Maurer.
Really?
Yeah, local boy. And,
I see. Catholic school educated up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And winding up a great Major League Baseball career. But, it's to go on the road like that and get wins. Kristen Meyer, her resume speaks for itself, too. I mean, she did a great job at Nevada before coming to Dowling last year. And that's a whole different deal, you know, 4A, where pretty much every time you play a game, there's a good competition. Sometimes in 2A and 3A, you can have an occasional off night where you won't play as good of a team. But she made the good adjustment. They had a great year last year, and I'm sure that she's looking for more out of this year's team, too.
Steve, I got to ask you, you refereed at Cole Onesco coming out of college. Did you move down Highway 30 any further and referee any games at Nevada that Coach Meyer may recollect?
No, Coach Meyer wasn't born when I was refereeing games.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be clear. I just wanted to get that on the record.
No, I appreciate you bringing that up, Mark, very much. But, no, I don't think she even knew where Nevada, Iowa was at that point.
All right. We're going to take a break in the pregame show. We're at the Dowling Gym. Just a little behind, the sophomore boys game ran a little long. So we've got about 7 minutes before they start announcing starting lineups and the national anthem. So we'll take a break. Be back with more pregame alongside Steve DeBenny, Mark Amadale from the Dowling Gym. It's Dowling and Ankeny Centennial. Game one is a girls' game. We'll have them both tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo, 11 a.m. weekdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym as we get set for high school basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Dowling hosting Ankeny Centennial in the girls' contest. A couple of preseason ranked teams, Centennial ranked number 9 in Class 5A, Dowling ranked number 5. So we hope to have a good matchup. And keep in mind, both teams without some of their leading players. Kenneth Sauer, Kenneth not playing for Ankeny Centennial tonight, 6-foot junior, averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds, and one of the team leaders in assists with 3. And for Dowling, their leading scorer, Caitlin Clark, the 5'11 sophomore, leads the team with 25.5 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. She's out tonight with a twisted ankle, and hopefully she'll be back by this Friday when Dowling will be taking on Bishop Meege Catholic High School out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas, and their coaches are right behind us, Steve, so they'll be watching you and following me, and they have some fans back there. They'll be listening Friday night, but How does that affect the team? You got both coaches now got to deal with the starter that is on the bench tonight. And, you know, for Dowling without Clark, that really hurts. That is their leading scorer coming into this season.
Yeah, you know, on a positive side, early in the year like this, the game's not doesn't have as much meaning as it might have later in the year. I think it'll be a good experience for Dowling in terms of other players stepping up their roles. They have kids that are capable. When you have Caitlin Clark on the floor, everything's going to go through her. She's just that good. But when she steps off, we do have players that are capable enough of making plays. And I look forward to seeing how that chemistry works and maybe how the ball moves a little bit differently without her tonight.
Well, Dowling's also missing Josie Feiler. She had the ACL injury over the summer. She will be back after the Christmas break. And so they're down one in the post area. But J.C. Cothey has gotten the start the last three games and averaging 4 points, five rebounds. And she's one of the co-leading rebounders on the team with Clark. So that's a good sign. And Nai Tong has come off the bench, a young lady who's a sophomore from Nigeria. And she has contributed very nicely. 5 points, five rebounds she averages in the three games that Nai has played.
Yeah, she's made some strides. And I'm not sure Coach would have expected that much from her early in the season. So, once again, too bad about Josie. You know, in high school sports, you can't redshirt. It is what it is. And so we'll hope she gets back sooner than really. I heard she's on really good pace with her rehab and all that.
She is. Through her grandfather, Dr. Cadero,
sure.
The principal of St. Anthony's.
Yep.
You get a medical report out of him, and she should be playing tonight. But that's why he's a doctor of education,
well,
not medicine.
You see him over there in the second row. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, too.
Well, it's Dowling and Ankeny Centennial, the girls' game, followed by the boys. We'll have them both tonight on Iowa Catholic Radio. For Dowling, the Maroons have played, this will be their fourth game in 9 days. They won last Monday night, 70-38, at Ankeny, in a game we had right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And as I mentioned, they defeated third-ranked Academy of Holy Angels out of Richfield, Minnesota, at the St. Thomas tournament on Friday. Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, 61-41. And then on Saturday, they defeat in Creighton-Durham, Creighton-Durham Hall Raiders out of St. Paul, 72-67. So the Maroons 3-0. And for the Jaguars of Ankeny Centennial, they lost last Tuesday to Johnston, 49-43 at the brand-new Johnston Gym, which we'll see this year. And they on Saturday, they defeated Lincoln, 64-24 at the Roundhouse Saturday afternoon. So the Jaguars come in 1-1, but both teams preseason ranked in the top 10. And, Steve, that's always good to have that kind of battle early. You got to remember, girls basketball on the girls' side of things, they seed things according to your record. So come the end of January, your records are very important. So even though this is a non-conference, non-division game in the CIML, it could be important down the road when the seedings come out. And that's something to always put in the back of people's mind. And the boys are using that concept also to a different extent.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, obviously, everybody wants to win. You've got great competitors, great coaches on both sides. And so I'd be surprised if it's not a close game tonight. I would expect it to be pretty well played for early in the season like this.
Sure. Let's take a look at some of the games on the docket tonight in the CIML. These are all the rankings are provided by the Iowa Girls Athletic Union, and Jason Esslinger does a good job with that. And games tonight has second-ranked Indianola at Urbandale. The game we have here, ninth-ranked Ankeny Centennial at Dowling Catholic. Tip-off here in a couple of minutes. Sixth-ranked Valley on the road at Fort Dodge. Eighth-ranked Johnson on the road at your father-in-law's former school, Des Moines Lincoln. Number 12, Ames at Roosevelt. Dallas Center Grimes is at 13th-ranked Southeast Polk. Other games is Ankeny at Hoover, Mason City at East, Fort Madison at Ottumwa. And North is at Marshalltown. That'll be the only start that's late. That'll be a 7:45 start. That's a girls-only contest, North at Marshalltown. And 10th-ranked Waukee and Chris Guest is probably out scouting. They are idle tonight.
Okay.
So that's a look at the lineups, and we're going to be having our starting lineups here. So let's give them to you before we take our first break. For the Jaguars from Ankeny Centennial, the head coach is Scott DeYoung in his 25th year at Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial, 29th overall. They'll start one guard, number 5, Taylor Runchie, 5'8", sophomore. Last year averaged 6 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 3 assists. The other guard is Sidney Wyckoff, 5'5", senior, averaging 10.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Leads the team with 7 steals, and Wyckoff will wear number 14. At one forward, Rachel Schoen. Schoen is a 6'1 junior, averaging 7.6 rebounds toward number 21. And the other forward is Chloe Olson, a 5'10 senior, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds. Wearing number 22, she is their leading scorer. And at center, Alexandria Kiana Harris, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 8 points, 2 rebounds. Ankeny comes in averaging 53.5 points on offense, giving up 36.5 points on defense. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Dowling Catholic Maroons, ranked 5th in Class 5A. The head coach is Kristen Meyer, her second year at Dowling. They'll start at one guard. The freshman, Ella McVeigh, a 5'5 freshman, averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds, still around number 1. The other guard is Mia Cataldo, a 5'6 senior, averaging 6 points, 2 rebounds. She'll wear number 21. The other guard is Anna Wanick, 5'8 senior, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds, wearing number 23. At one forward, Caitlin Moses, a 5'8 senior, leads the team with 6 steals, averaging 6 points, 4.5 rebounds, wearing number 15. And the other forward is J.C. Cothey, 5'10 junior, averaging 4 points, 5 rebounds. Dowling comes in averaging 67 points on offense, giving up 48 on defense. And before we get to the tip-off, we'll get a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer from Father Zach Kotsky here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coming up, Dowling and Ankeny Centennial, the girls' game, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
Welcome to our broadcast of Dowling Catholic High School basketball on the official radio station of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting across central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and reaching around the globe on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And now, the voice of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Mark Amadeo.
And welcome back to the Dowling Catholic High School Gymnasium alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo. We're about set for tip-off. It's Dowling and Ankeny Centennial here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I got the coach coming in. I got two coaches. I got Stavini here in game one, and Michael Morrow will be here for game two in the boys' contest, Steve. So looking forward to both, and glad to have you alongside us tonight. Do a great job behind the scenes with the youth, and I know you got the eighth grade boys basketball.
Eighth grade boys.
How are they doing?
Maroon Basketball
Association. Are they overcoming the coaching they're receiving from
you?
Yes. Are they?
Barely. But we got about 31 kids. All hopeful to be a part of Dowling basketball someday, and really good kids working hard, and so it's a great group. Again, like it always is, these are great, great kids from great families.
Well, appreciate the job you do and volunteering your time, Steve, as you do so often. And tough look at the Dowling bench. You got Josie Filer and Caitlin Clark on the bench in street clothes due to injury. So hopefully
those are two big pieces, right?
Yep.
Big pieces.
And for Ankeny Centennial, they're without Kenneth Sauer, who's out with an injured leg, and Coach DeYoung shut her down tonight. So we're underway. Dowling tips the ball in the backcourt, so Centennial will have the ball first. And working the ball is Sydney Wyckoff. She's their point guard, along with Taylor Runchie. Hands it off to Wyckoff. Dowling stays man-to-man to start with. We've got traveling called as they got the ball to one of their post players for some reason, Alexandria Kiana Harris, and she traveled with the basketball to start with, Steve.
Yeah, they like to run that dribble weave up front. Coach DeYoung went to that about 6-7 years ago, and it's very effective. They'll bring the post players up and screen that sometimes. Dowling started off in man-to-man defense.
How did Coach DeYoung run that with 3-on-3? Or six on six. That'd be a little difficult.
Yes, it was.
All right, the ball in the lane. It shot up and no good. Blocked out of bounds. Officials are now getting together, and they say one off the Maroons. I think Caitlin Moses touched it last. It'll be Centennial basketball. So both teams, Steve, come up empty on their first possession with a turnover each.
Yeah, number 14, Wyckoff, is their most experienced player. She's helped coach DeYoung's teams the last 2 years.
Wyckoff has it now. She works the right side, now kicks it over in the corner and throws it away. Trying to hit Taylor Runchie for a corner three in the left wing, and it's out of bounds. Dowling going right to left. They're wearing their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and letters. They go right to left towards the south basket here in the first half, and Ankeny wearing their visiting. Oh, they got the black uniforms out with the white numbers and a little bit of that Jaguar purple in there. There's Dowling with the ball, dribble driving in the lane, and a layup up and no good by the Maroons. That's Anna Wanick with the first shot. Rebounded by Centennial. No score, just underway. 6:50 remaining first quarter here at the Dowling Gym. With the ball shown on the baseline. Kicks it over in the corner to Olson, and she draws the foul as she attacks the glass. And Dowling trying to draw the foul and end up committing the foul. Maroons tried to draw the charge, rather, and committed the foul. Now they'll get Kothy for her first foul. And they're going to say free throws coming for Chloe Olson. Olson had 13 points against Des Moines Lincoln last Saturday afternoon. First free throw, no good. 50% free throw shooter on the year. 5'10 senior for Coach DeYoung. Second free throw by Olson. Right-hander eyes the bucket, and it's good. So 1-0 Centennial. Dowling with the ball right to left. They lob it inside. That's Kothy with it. Tries to go up with a shot, and the ball rolls off her hand, and they say it was touched out of bounds by Kiana Harris. Centennial stays. They man the out-of-bounds play underneath the Dowling basket. Runs get it in bounds. That's Wanick with it. Gets it over in the corner. Now skip pass to Cataldo. Mia with it. Looking for McVay. Now they work the right side. Wanick with it in the corner. Dribbles baseline. The ball is deflected by Sydney Wyckoff and stolen away by Centennial. Good help defense by Wyckoff.
They're known for that.
Wyckoff with the ball, and she draws the foul. She attacks the lane, and that'll be the second foul on Dowling. They're going to get to Ella McVay getting her first start. The 5'5 freshman averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds, and verbally committed to the University of Michigan for softball, Steve DeVinny.
Ella is. Yeah, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
She, legendary coach over there, Carol Blevins, for the Michigan Wolverines softball.
You mean Carol Hutchison.
I mean Carol. Sorry.
Gail Blevins was retired from Iowa. Yeah.
Thank you.
You'll get it all under control. But, now, a strong move underneath by Schoen, and the basket is good as she works the right side. So 3-0 Centennial.
Schoen had a older brother that played
Jay.
A couple years ago. Was a very good player for Bob Fontana's Centennial group.
All right. McVay has the ball stolen away by who else? Wyckoff with another steal. Centennial in the front court. They lead 3-0. Down the lane, a shot blocked by Dowling. Great block that time by Moses, but when she recovered the ball, she stepped on the baseline. Ball goes back to Centennial. Jay Schoen played last year at Grandview, injured his foot severely, and it was enough they said, hey, if you do this, you may not walk when you're 30. So he had to retire from playing, and he's at every Grandview game that I'm at. Now here's a steal by Dowling. Underneath. The Maroons work it. Here's Moses with a shot. It's no good, and a foul on the play, and they're going to get a loose ball foul on Olson for Centennial. And I'll tell you what, Moses hit the deck hard.
Yeah, tough kid. Softball catcher as well.
But Schoen is. That's her older brother.
Yeah, nice kid.
Rachel Schoen and Jay had to give up, retire from basketball due to the amount of injuries he's had to his foot. Now, corner three by Cataldo off the rim, no good from the right wing. And rebound McVay and Dowling. Now a backdoor cut underneath is Moses. Layup good. So Dowling gets its first basket on a hustle play. And it's 3-2 Centennial with 5:10 remaining first quarter, Coach DeVinny. Here's Centennial with it in the front court. Dowling stays man-to-man. Outside is Wyckoff. She has the ball nearly stolen away by Cataldo.
Boy, good defense there.
Now they reverse the top of the key to Runchie. She dribbles left wing, gets it out to Wyckoff. Wyckoff in the lane. They work the right side. Here's Kiana Harris underneath. A forced shot up and no good by Olson. And a whistle and a foul as a weak side rebound came out to Rachel Schoen. A foul on Dowling. This will be the Maroons' third. This would be McVay's second.
Yeah. Maroons did not box out there. We had a chance to box her off the board and didn't.
4 minutes, 44 seconds remaining. First quarter. We're tied at three. Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial in this girls' contest as Dowling will send in Nai Tong, a six-foot sophomore. And sitting down will be Jesse Cothey. I believe Cataldo is sitting down, and she is.
No, that's McVay with two fouls. Went.
Or McVay,
down.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So she's out of the lineup.
Gaber comes in for her.
And that's Grace Gaber, the 5'10 sophomore for the Maroons. Dowling goes to this bench. And now here's an uncontested three-pointer right wing. No good by Meg Burns, who just checked in for the Jaguars. Rebound Dowling. Tied at three. Here in the first quarter, Nai Tong. Backdoor cut, tries to get it to Wanick. And now a corner three, no good by Dowling. That was Grace Gaber launching the three and a loose ball foul call. And let's see, this might be on Centennial. Officials huddling up. And they are huddling up. Tim Osterhaus, Scott Giles, and Brian Abel are our three-man officiating crew. And they're just going to reward the ball to Dowling without a foul.
Yep, just a loose ball. Both girls went after it at the same time, and it was hard to tell who the ball went off of.
All right, the Maroons will inbound the ball. Here's Gaber throwing it in. Gets it into Wanick. Wanick left side, dribble drives the baseline. Cut off nicely by who else? Swykoff. Now a long three, top of the key, good! Mia Cataldo hits the three, and that's her first 3 points, and Dowling has its first lead, 5-3 over Centennial.
Yeah, Dowling's getting good looks on the offensive end, Mark. They just haven't been shooting great so far. It's early.
Well, you know these kids want to get out there and pull off a top 10 win
yeah.
With Filer and Clark not dressed tonight. So you know that's got to be in the back of their mind. See how this group does without them. All right, Centennial with the ball. Burns with it. Now they work the left side to Wyckoff. She comes in and forces the shot and draws the foul. I mean, literally went in there. Nai Tong will pick up the foul. So the Maroons have a foul each on Tong and Cothey. And at the free throw line is Sydney Wyckoff.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. It looked like she was straight up with both hands.
And the free throw good by Wyckoff. That's her first made free throw of the year, and that's her first point tonight. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio, presented by Ashworth Vision, along with Construction Professionals and Dental Associates. Second free throw rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Dowling. Moses comes away with it. Dowling gets in the front court. Here's Cataldo underneath the Tong. A power dribble with the right hand. Layup is too strong. Offensive board by Moses, and they say it went out of bounds off of Centennial as Moses was following the shot up, Steve. It looked like she may have knocked it out.
Yeah, good aggressive rebound on the offensive end, but caught a break there, I think.
Right inbound the ball will be Grace Gaber. Gets in the Cataldo. Mia, nearly a five-second call, finally gets it out to Moses. Caitlin with it. Centennial stays man-to-man. Dowling five out and Nai Tong in. And in the lane is Gaber, tries a forced shot, recovered by Tong. Now for three, up and off the rim, no good by Wanick. And the rebound comes out to Meg Burns and Ankeny. So Centennial with it. There's Runchy with it. They work the left side. Wyckoff for three, good. Wyckoff with their fourth point. Centennial now by two with 2:45 remaining and good patience that time by the Jaguars.
Yeah, as I said earlier, she's their most experienced player. She's really good, and she knocked it in there from beyond the arc.
Here's Cataldo with it. Dowling with the ball right to left in front of us towards the south basket here, the Dowling gym. Now backdoor cut by Wanick and tries to force a shot. It's no good. Really didn't have the best angle. As the ball rolled off the rim, rebound comes out to Meg Burns, and here's Centennial with it. Taylor Runchy with it on the left wing. Nice swing at the top of the key, and that's Rachel Schoen for three. Good. She shoots just as well as her brother, Jay. That's her fifth point, and the Centennial lead is now 10-5 over Dowling.
It appears that the Maroons just went ahead and let her shoot that. Maybe doesn't have a reputation of making them, but she knocked that one down.
That's her first three of the season. For Schoen. Now Dowling with the ball in the lane. Cataldo, backdoor And the shot up and good by Nye Tong. Catalba with the assist, and Nye really had to force the ball because she was almost too far underneath the basket, Steve, but she got it to drop.
Didn't have a great angle, but excellent penetration and pass by Cataldo there to set that basket up for her.
Schoen picks up the foul. That's her second, or her first. Team foul number two on Centennial. Dowling has four team fouls, two of them by McVay. And at the free throw line, Nye Tong to complete the three-point play, and she does. So Nye off the bench with 3 points, and it's 10-8. Centennial by two. Over Dowling, minute 40 remaining, first quarter. Now a lob pass underneath, too strong, goes out of bounds as they tried to lob it into Schoen. And just a little too strong, so Dowling will have the ball.
Good idea, but she didn't quite put enough air under it, did she?
She did not. So turnover against the Jaguars. Bruins have it. In the front court, this is Moses with it. She works the right side, Centennial stays man-to-man. Hands it off to Grace Gaber. Gaber spins in a lane and has the ball stolen away. Down court comes Alexandra Kiana Harris, and the ball now tipped out of bounds as she tried to get it to Schoen. It'll be Dowling basketball, another turnover. And I know that's going to drive Coach DeYoung nuts because he's all about getting something out of possession. A shot, a basket, or a free throw, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, the last time down for the Maroons, it appeared that Gaber tried to go a little too deep and force the action. Nothing was really there. She could have had a 10, 12-foot jump shot.
All right, 65 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Now the pass by Wanick to try to get the Nye Tong, but it was deflected, and ball slapped around, and Dowling retains possession as we're under a minute now in the first quarter. 10-8, Centennial by two. Top nine matchup. Now backdoor cut and a layup up and good by Wanick. And the assist, Steve DeVinny, goes to Nye Tong.
Yeah, great backdoor cut by Wanick. And Naya found her. Good play in basketball. Backdoor.
Yeah, 38 seconds remaining in the quarter. Tied at 10, Dowling and Centennial. Centennial's led by as many as five. Dowling's led by as many as two here in quarter one. All right, here's Burns with it. He dribbles to the top of the key. Dowling stays man-to-man. Now a long three by Schoen up and no good. Ball kicked out, and Lizzie Johnson, who just checked in, 5'7 senior, picks it up. Averages 7 points. And she gets some playing time here at the end of the quarter. Here's Wyckoff with it. 8 seconds remaining, and now they're going to run their end of the quarter set. And a long three up and good by Meg Burns, her first of the year. And we come to the end of the first quarter with the score. Ankeny Centennial 13, Dowling 10. And we'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, just about ready to start quarter number two. It's Ankeny Centennial 13, Dowling 10. Maroons went 1-for-1 at the free throw line. Centennial went 2 out of 4. And Steve, you got some numbers for us?
Yeah, Maroons with 4 assists. On 4 field goals, that's fantastic ball movement. Sharing the rock. Centennial, rather, has 5 rebounds, 4 turnovers for the Jags, and 3 turnovers for the Maroons.
All right, Dowling with the ball, and they have the first possession of the second quarter. In the lane is Wanick, and she gets underneath, and traveling with the basketball is Caitlin Moses. Tried to make a move to the basket and forgot to put the ball on the floor and traveling on Dowling.
Yeah, Caitlin's a little undersized. She has to go in there and play against bigger kids, and so she tried to make a move, but drug that foot.
She's the perfect person to do it, as the Maroons, without Josie Filer and Caitlin Clark, both 5'10 and 6', respectively, and she'll have to go in and do the dirty work sometimes, and looks like that's what she tried to do. Centennial with the ball. Here's Lizzie Johnson with it, number 11. Leaves it for Wyckoff. She dribble drives the lane. Shot to left hand. Too strong. No good. Rebound, Cataldo. Neal dribbled in the front court, and she'll draw a reaching foul, and that's on Wyckoff, and that's one of those silly fouls at half court that Coach DeYoung says, hey, you know, we might need that later in the game.
Yeah, probably a little bit frustrated with the dribble drive and didn't get the hoop. Coach is going to take her out and talk to her a little bit.
All right, 13-10, Centennial with the lead underway here in the second quarter from the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadeo along with Steve DeVinny. Wanick throws it in for the Maroons, gets it to McVay. Ella, a 5'5 freshman, did a great job being the first guard off the bench. Tonight she has to start due to the injury to Caitlin Clark, who rolled her ankle in Minnesota on Saturday. And just sitting out tonight. Caitlin told me she'll be playing Friday.
Good news for the
doctor
Maroons.
Knows that, or whoever's supposed to know that, but she said, I'll be playing Friday against Bishop Meech. Now here's a three by Cataldo. It's off the mark, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds to Centennial. Maroons worked for a pretty good shot there. Mia got an open look, but just couldn't hit it.
Ball movement's actually been pretty good for the Maroons so far, considering your point guard's not hasn't been able to play tonight.
13-10 Centennial. Was that way at the end of the first quarter, and here we are. Minute and a half into the second quarter. Both teams come up empty on possessions. Centennial with the ball. Runchy. They work the ball to the left side. That's Lizzie Johnson with it. Dribbles baseline. Now kicks it back out. Now dribbling in the lane. Here's a shot by Schoen. It's no good. Rebound Dowling. Cothy with the rebound. Wanick in transition. Goes all the way down court. Puts up the shot. No good. And the rebound cleared out of there by Chloe Olson and Centennial. So both teams one and done.
Good defense. Man-to-man by both teams. Very, very aggressive on the ball. Well, exactly what you'd expect with these two teams, Mark.
Now we played over 2 minutes. No score here in the second quarter, and Coach DeYoung has called timeout. So we've got a timeout, Ankeny Centennial, with 5:48 remaining second quarter, and this will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Ankeny Centennial 13, Dowling Catholic 10 in the girls' game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll have the boys' game to follow. And we want to thank the St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door for supporting our broadcast all season long, not only in the basketball side, but the football side. And my partner is Steve DeVinny, and he did that in football with his business. And I invited him here tonight because you've coached a lot of the youth, not only in the girls program when your daughters were going through, and then when Luke went through, you switched over to boys. So you've coached on both sides, and you know this group of girls pretty well, I would think.
Well, just watching them play. I wasn't involved in middle school with these girls, but I've been on the boys' side with Coach O'Connor for about the last 10 years. But I've seen these guys play a lot, and
sure.
They've got some multi-sport athletes, and it's a great group.
13-10, Centennial with the lead, and Dowling will be on defense. And Centennial going towards the north basket here at the Dowling Gym. Want to welcome our listeners tonight. Our first doubleheader of the season. And if you want our season schedule, just go to iowacatholicradio.com and just bring down the tab that has all the Dowling Catholic sports. Now we got double dribble or traveling called on Meg Burns. Good defense by the Maroons there, Steve.
Mia Cataldo jumped it when she came around that screen and made her, you know, almost pick up her dribble. She traveled in the meantime.
So Dowling will have the ball. Inbound the ball is Moses. Caitlin gets it in too. Anna Wanick, who's running the point tonight. As I mentioned, Caitlin Clark, Dowling's leading scorer and rebounder, is out with an ankle injury. She'll be back Friday. So the Maroons now playing without their team leader. They work underneath the Cothy on the right block. Double team. Gets in the corner to Cataldo. Underneath the Moses. Caitlin with the shot off the glass. Good. That's a great move on the right block by Moses.
Yeah, really good footwork. Up and under after about three head shot fakes.
And she's probably goes at 5'8", going against, 5'11", and 6', and now a steal by Wanick. So Dowling comes away with the steal, and Ankeny Centennial's offensive set. 13-12 is our score. Centennial by one. We're under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Now backdoor cut by Cataldo on a nice pass from McVay. The shot is no good by Mia. And the rebound out to Centennial.
Schoen. Once again, backdoor cut, though. Good offense.
Taylor Runchy. Her dad is the assistant coach for Centennial, and she gets the ball to the right wing, and she throws it away. Meg Burns couldn't hang on to the pass. So a turnover against the Jaguars. Steve, what do you got for turnovers for each team? I'm kind of curious about that.
Centennial now with 7, Maroons with 4. So probably a couple different reasons early in the season, and also 2 really good defensive teams for those turnovers.
Yeah, points will be at a premium tonight, especially a lot of points, as we know. That's why I have you keeping score, or keeping the stats. They're easy to keep them on one hand. All right, Nye Tong in the lane, and her shot is blocked by Rachel Schoen, and Schoen commits the foul, much to the disdain of the Ankeny Centennial fans, and Nye will go to the line for 2.
Coach DeYoung, he doesn't argue very much, but he's like, what did she do?
Yeah, he is questioning our lead official here. He probably got in your ear a few times in those 6-on-6 games up at Colonesco back in the day.
Yeah, I think he felt sorry for me. Saw that I was a young guy, didn't have a clue what I was doing, and just coached his kids.
Did he know he was arguing or discussing strongly with you, and you're a Hall of Famer at Grandview? Yeah. Does he not know that?
Yeah, he was a competitor.
Yeah.
Obviously with 7 state championships.
Second free throw by Tong is good. Nye is 3 for 3 at the line and has a field goal, 5 points off the bench. Dowling with the lead, 14-13.
She's really looked good so far, Mark.
At 14, or at 4 minutes remaining, and now Cataldo nearly gets off a steal against Wyckoff. 2 defenders going at it there, and Mia commits the foul for Dowling. It's her first.
Yeah, she's really done a good job so far early in the game with her defense, but she did reach a little bit there. She's really played aggressively on the defensive end.
All right, Dowling by 1. Centennial with the ball. Here's Wyckoff at half court. Now she gets over in the corner to Burns for 3. Good. I'll tell you what, Burns has not hit a 3 all season. This is the 3rd game, and she's hit 2.
Well, she hit that one at the end of the quarter, and then all of a sudden she feels it.
All right, the Maroons with the basketball. Here's Wanick with it. Dribbles left baseline. Double team underneath the Tong. Her shot the left hand too strong, and the rebound Centennial. Meg Burns with the rebound. Gets it to Wyckoff. Down court to Runchy for 3. Off the back iron, no good. And hit the guy wire as Centennial got the rebound. Tiana Harris got the rebound, but it hit the guy wire, which means the ball is dead and out of bounds to Dowling. So into the Dowling lineup is Meg Simplot, 5'7 sophomore.
That's her first action tonight, I think, Mark.
Yep. Checks in for Caitlin Moses at the 3-minute, 20-second mark here in the second quarter. Dowling by 2. It's the Maroons' largest lead. McVay for 3. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound, Runchy and Ankeny Centennial. Jaguars running. Here's Burns with it. They're working inside the left block where Kiana Harris is double-teamed. Now Kiana Harris' pass to Olsen. She can't get anything. Now back to Kiana Harris, left block. Back out to Burns. Now to Wyckoff. Good defense by the Maroons. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining for first half. Dowling 16, Centennial 14. Boys game to follow on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now dribble driving down the baseline. And a shot no good by Wyckoff, but she drew the foul. Gaber picks up the foul. So Gaber picks up her first foul. 15 foul on Dowling, 4 on Centennial. Don't forget the boys' game to follow tonight right here in Iowa Catholic Radio. First free throw by Wyckoff, no good. She's 1 for 3 at the line tonight. And checking out of the Dowling lineup is Grace Gaber. And they're going to put Moses back in. Second free throw off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound and taken away by Olsen. And she puts it up and draws a foul. So Chloe Olsen with the offensive board and putback, and Nye Tong commits the foul. That's her second for Dowling.
Yeah, giving up those offensive rebounds, that's a killer in games like this.
2 minutes, 37 seconds remaining. Second quarter, Dowling leads by 2, 16-14. But at the free throw line is Centennial's Chloe Olsen, and she hits the first free throw. I don't know how you teach that one, Steve. It hit the where the rim and the bracket of the back of the basket is, and just kind of like a knuckleball, and just rolled through. Second one also good. She got the shooter's touch.
Yeah, she does.
Olsen with 3 points. She's 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Score is wrong. It says 18-14. That's not the right score. We'll get that all fixed as whistling a foul the other way. Dowling with the ball and a foul called. Foul's going to be on Meg Burns.
At the scorer's table, they don't appear to think that the score is different than 18-14.
One of the assistants will catch that here in a moment. It should be 16-all. I think they gave the points.
Really?
Yeah. She made both free throws here. And we never had that big of a lead.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I thought Centennial had a short lead before those free throws. Maroons were up 14-13. Mm-hmm. The girl from the wing.
Hit the three, yeah. Shown.
So that would have made it a good offensive rebound there by the Maroons now. We get one back.
Yeah, Kothi missed both free throws. Dowling with the rebound. Underneath Kothi, a little scoop shot, no good. Weak side rebound to Meg Burns and Centennial with it. And pressure in the backcourt. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Centennial possession. All right, 18-14 is the score. Dowling by four with 2:15 remaining. Dowling stays man-to-man. Here's Wyckoff in the front court. Gets it over to Burns. Meg with it. Coming off a ball screen by Kiana Williams, or Kiana Harris, rather. Now leaves it for Burns. Now they work the right side. Here's Schoen with it, or rather Wyckoff with it. They work the left side. Burns with it. Pick and roll for Centennial down the lane, and a shot up and no good, and a foul called on the Maroons. And that was Meg Burns aggressively going to the basket.
Boy.
Fouls on Kothi. That's her second.
That's so Coach DeYoung in a nutshell. You know, they really teach aggressive offense and dribble drive, and they're running that weave. And you know, I'm not even sure it was a foul, but she went in there very aggressively. So.
All right, Burns' free throw is no good. Centennial's missed four free throws tonight.
Is that Kothi? She just came out. Is that her second foul?
Yes, it is.
That's what the board says.
Yep. Kothi has two fouls, and Nai Tong also with two fouls. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Dowling. Simplot with the rebound in the backcourt. She'll leave it for Wanick, and Wanick will run the point for the Maroons. Now here is Moses with it, works the right side. Dribbles towards the lane, or toward the basket. Launches a bank shot. It's no good. Ball loose on the floor. Coming away with it is Wanick. She goes in the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback is up and good. The basket will count, and a foul on Centennial.
Yeah, that's big for Anna. That's her first, her second basket of the night. But she's had some good looks, and they've just been kind of on the rim and back out. But
So Runchy picks up the foul. That's her first. And Wanick hits her fourth point. And a chance for an and one here with a minute and a half remaining. Dowling by two, 18-16. Over Centennial. And the free throw no good.
Offensive board, though, by Nia.
Nai Tong with the rebound. See, now they've corrected the score. It's 18-16.
Yeah, Centennial, that's right. Yep.
All right, here's a corner three up and no good by Wanick from the right wing. Rebound Centennial. Jags lead by two. We approach the final minute of the first half, and now a loose ball foul called as the ball was dumped down into the post. And they're going to get a Dowling foul here on Moses. That'll be her first.
Yeah.
We'll be shooting free throws here, Coach. We will be.
Yep. Too bad. That's a little bit of a silly foul, I think, there by Caitlin.
19 foul on Dowling. So this will be a 1-1 for Centennial. 16 fouls on Centennial. 63 seconds remaining in the half. Free throw up and good. So 1-1. As half the team went on the other side.
Not knowing the situation, was it, Mark? Gee whiz. There's never just one free throw unless you make the basket beforehand.
Exactly. Second free throw, no good by Alexandria Kiana Harris. Rebound Dowling.
There's minute to go in half.
Underneath the Tong. Nye puts the ball on the floor. Now gets it back to Cataldo with 50 seconds remaining. Centennial by three. Cataldo with it. Dumps into Nye Tong. Layup is up and good. The basket will count and a foul on Alexandria Kiana Harris of Ankeny. Centennial, that's her first. And Tong with her second opportunity for an and one.
Yeah, very, very good pass by Cataldo.
And the free throw good. How about that? Nai Tong off the bench with 8 points in the first half to lead the Maroons. That last foul was on Ankeny's Lizzie Johnson, not Kiana Harris. Now the ball thrown away by Centennial. It'll be Dowling basketball as we're tied at 19, Steve, with 37 seconds remaining in the half. We got a timeout on the floor.
Maroons are going to draw one up here.
I see
like
that. And we're going to see it. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. I want to thank Jeff Piggott. He is our studio producer. We'll keep it here, Jeff. 37 seconds remaining in the half, and Dowling and Ankeny Centennial tied at 19. Up next for the Maroons, we'll have their game, their girls' game, this Friday night as they take on Bishop Meege out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Bishop Meege Catholic High School. 7 o'clock is tip-off. We'll go on the air just before 7 for the broadcast, and then the Maroons will take on, they'll have a week off, and they'll take on Urbandale here at Dowling on Friday, December 8th. Next up for Centennial, the Centennial girls on Friday night, they're home against Des Moines North, 6:15 doubleheader. Then a week from this Friday, they will be hosting number 13 Southeast Polk at the Centennial Gym. That'll be Friday, December 8th. So quite a stretch by these two teams. Dowling's playing actually 5 games when they get to Friday night, Steve. They played 5 games within a matter of I think Coach said about 8 or 9 days.
Yeah, that's really, yeah.
To start the season.
Yeah. That's tough, but you learn a little bit about your squad playing that much so early.
Out of the timeout, Dowling with the ball. Crossing the timeline is Meg Simplot, who's playing the point now. Gets it over to Cataldo. Possession arrow favors Centennial. Simplot with the top of the key left wing. Now dribbles right. Doesn't get a ball string. Continues on the dribble, 20 seconds remaining. Now they get it to Moses. Moses in the lane at the charging foul on Caitlin. That'll be her second. She actually graded the contact, Steve, but she was passing the ball and then ran into the defender for Ankeny Centennial and picked up her second foul, and that'll get Gabriel off the bench.
Aggressive play, but
not necessary.
No, not what you were looking for.
The old unforced but forced error by Moses, and she'll have a seat on the bench. Like Dowling going 1-3-1 here with 16 seconds remaining.
Yeah, not disguising it very well either.
Well, if I'm seeing it, yeah. No, they're not.
Boy, it sure looked it, didn't it? That's amazing.
Now they go back to the man. Okay. Well, the ball is on the other end, and now down the lane, a shot off the glass, good, and that's Rachel Schoen with her 7th point, 1 second remaining, and that shot will not count. And we go to halftime with Centennial leading Dowling Catholic 21-19 here at the Dowling Gym. But Steve DeVinny, what a first half we saw by both teams. Defense was prevalent, and we certainly saw it here in the first half.
Yeah, no, you knew you were going to get that right with these two teams, and that's exactly what it was. A little bit sloppy, but very, very well played defensively.
All right, we'll take a break here at halftime. Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach, has caught up with us. We'll interview him at halftime, talk about his first game, which is tonight, Dowling and Ankeny Centennial. But right now, halftime of the girls' game, and it's Ankeny Centennial 21, Dowling 19. Back after this break here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey, friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tumia & Sons.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
You're listening to the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines.
KIHS Adel.
Join us for John Leonetti in the morning, weekdays at 7 a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo, halftime of the girls' game. Yankee Centennial 21, Dowling 19. We're joined by the Dowling boys basketball coach, Michael Connor. And OC, thanks for joining us. Hard to believe it's game one for you, but I think you probably need another week or so. You'd like to have that without playing. But, hey, you got a few football players who may have gotten a few shots in the last week. But I looked this up. Last year you went 6-1 in the month of December. You did pretty well with the lack of reps for your glove. And best of luck tonight and welcome, coach.
Well, thanks, guys. Good to be back on. It's hard to believe it's late November, and it's hard to believe we're playing basketball already. So, yeah, we're excited to be going tonight, and hopefully some of that luck we had last year carries over to this year.
Hey, Coach DeVinny, our listenership picks up, not so much in football from Dubuque, but in basketball season, we get a lot of hits on our website from Dubuque. You know anything about that?
Well, any listener is 100% better, I think, than what we were getting.
Coach O'Connor, I'm telling you, back in his homeland, Dubuque is very highly regarded. Well liked,
and his dad is.
Yeah, the dad.
Well, that's
the dad.
A good point. That's a good point.
We're just all living in the shadows.
Yeah.
Well, OC, let's talk about this year's team. You know, you lose, Joey Kern, Sam Olson, Cole Coffin, and Elias Bell. Those were guys that were starters in and out for you throughout the year, and nice kids. They're moved on to college. Now it's a whole new group, and some familiar names, but a lot of them didn't get a whole lot of reps. But I know the kids that weren't on the football team are going to probably have to pick up the pace a little bit, but you got a nice young group. I like your team. You know, you got some size, you got some experience, but you got some experience. And talk about this year's Maroons. What's your outlook?
Well, we certainly feel like we have some pieces. We're not nearly a finished product right now with the quick turnaround from football, but we like the team we have. We like our personalities. We like our character. We like our attitudes. We like our effort in practice so far, and we just got to put it all together. It seems like every day we're kind of taking one or two steps closer to it, but we got to get in shape mentally and physically. It's really hard for those football kids to come off the high of winning a state championship and then 2 days later having to start over at basketball, and we're sympathetic to that, and they've done a really good job so far, but we got to find a way to kind of keep our head above water here the first couple, 3 weeks, and then get to break and get a little bit of a rest, and I'm willing to bet we'll be even better after Christmas.
Well, it was almost to a year ago today that you faced Centennial, first game up there, and you won last year 61-54, but Coach Fontana, by the way, it's his birthday today, he has got a group that, you know, he's got a few starters back, lost an outstanding shooter last year in Casper Bauer, who's playing at the next level, but, he's got his second, third, and fifth leading scorer back. So he's got a little bit of experience back than he had last year.
He does. He's got a really good team coming back. Hunter Strait's an awfully good player, and Jackson Brandon's a good player. And they got some other guards and a couple bigs that played quite a bit for him last year. So he's done a great job, and I can guarantee they'll be well-schooled and well-organized for tonight.
Coach, you lean on these guys that played football. The Dowling supports, you guys always use multi-sport players, but the fact that those kids aren't in basketball shape yet but won a state tournament or a state championship in football, I mean, they've been in the battles and they've been in the wars. That's got to serve you guys well in basketball even before they get in basketball shape.
Well, you certainly hope so. Success breeds success, and they're used to winning, and we hope that tonight the moments that we have where it doesn't look very good or, we got to dig down a little bit deeper, they can look at each other and say, hey, we found a way to win before. We'll find a way to win tonight, too.
You have like seven of them. Is that what Mark Amadeo said?
Seven, yeah. I think seven or eight. I don't know. I've lost track, but there's a good number of them.
Yeah.
I misspoke. The guy right next to me, it's his birthday today.
It is.
Coach O'Connor.
I get these people that text me, and they said, oh, happy birthday, Mike.
Well, Coach doesn't share a birthday with Coach Fontana, right?
No, I was mistaken.
You were wrong. Yeah.
I had the wrong information, but somebody texted me. There's some listeners out there that know what's going on.
There are. Well, that's good.
It's Mike's mom.
You can send checks to the school in my name.
It's Coach O'Connor's mother.
Is accepted.
Right.
You know, Mike, I look at your lineup, and some of these kids did not play football. Luke Yasinich, tremendous baseball player. Dylan Eastman is going to be in your starting lineup tonight. Those are two kids, and McMurray, they both weren't football players, so they've gotten some reps, in the Sunday night league and got that first full week of practice. But how's the rest of this team shaping up? You know, kids that want to, contend to be in the lineup, you're going to bring them off the bench. How does that look?
Well, I think it's a work in progress, like I mentioned earlier. Sam and Luke and Dylan are all starting tonight because they have had really good falls, and they deserve to start. But I think you'll see our lineup change as we go here because we do have some kids. Blake's a really good player and was a really good player for us last year. And he's working through a little bit of a shoulder issue and hasn't practiced much. I think he's had three or four practices, so it's taken him some time. And, Jack Keogh's another kid that we feel like is going to have a nice role for us. But it's going to take him some time to get back into basketball shape. So we really look at our team as we have 7-8 guys that can start, and whoever's playing well will be the guys that start that night, and it may vary from week to week and even from day to day. We might have a new starting lineup on Thursday night.
All right. Your coaching staff back and intact. Mr. Nahas, Mr. Wagner, ready to go?
They are. Everybody's back. It's good to have them back. They're all excited, and they're a lot more relaxed than I am.
Well, Michael O'Connor, happy birthday to you. DeVinny, anything you want to say to him?
No, I love Coach O'Connor's product. They're known for how hard they play and getting good shots. And before it's all said and done, I'm not sure what we'll see tonight, but this is going to be a talented group, well-coached group, and it's going to be a good year for the boys.
Well, I appreciate that. We like the kids we have, and we're excited about where we're headed.
Jose, I got to ask before you go, evaluate that eighth-grade coach you got in your program. How's he doing, DeVinny?
We have the best eighth-grade coach.
Now, don't read it verbatim what I wrote down.
No, he's been really good, and he's been so consistent and so supportive and so energetic, and he's been really good for those kids in our program, and he and Sean McMurray, we got to give Sean a plug too. Their leadership and their guidance with that program over the last 10 or 11 years has been invaluable, and it wouldn't be the program it is without their two efforts and their attitudes and their sacrifices for it, so I appreciate it a great deal.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, Tracy, for allowing him to do it on the weekends.
That's the right answer.
How do you think we hold that marriage together? I'm always at the gym.
Or out of town.
I'm teasing. Yeah.
All right. OC, thank you. Happy
Thanks,
birthday.
Guys. Thank
hey.
You.
All right. Michael Connor, the boys' basketball coach here at Dowling, and we'll take a break. Girls are back on the floor, and we'll have the start of the second half. It's Centennial leading Dowling 21-19, the girls' game at halftime. Back after this one-minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, underway here in the second half. It's 23-19 as Alexandria Kiana Harris hits a 3-4 Centennial and gives the Jaguars a four-point lead. And now the Jaguars with the basketball, and they attack the glass, and another Dowling foul. This one will be on number 34, Kothy, picking up the foul here, Steve.
Kothy got caught down underneath their post player, Sean.
That's her third foul, and now they inbound the ball, and Jaguars draw another foul.
Boy, Wyckoff, she'll just go running in there, and I don't want to say out of control. That's disrespectful, but you know, you might be better off just letting her try to shoot that and shoot over the top of you. And she's drawn three fouls that way now. Good for Dowling that she hasn't made very many free throws yet. Also.
Right, and that's a tremendous art that you can do if you can dribble and draw contact. As Ankeny in the first half was 5 of 10 at the free throw line, and the first free throw up and good by Wyckoff here in the second half.
Is that Moses?
That's her third.
Yeah. Gosh darn it.
So Moses and Kothi both three fouls each for Dowling. Nai Tong with two fouls. And Ellen McVeigh with two fouls. Second free throw good by Wyckoff. So she has 6 points. And Ankeny Centennial out to a 5-0 lead here in the third quarter. They lead it 25-19 over Dowling. Now with the basketball is Kothi on the baseline. Kicks it back out to McVeigh for three. Up and good. The freshman Ella McVeigh with her first three of the night. And it cuts the Centennial lead to three with 6:30 remaining third quarter, Steve.
Yeah, that should help her confidence. She got two early fouls and had to go to the bench, her first start of her career. And that could be big for her.
All right, here's Wyckoff with it. Dribbles to the left side. And the pass nearly stolen by Cataldo. Wyckoff gets it back. Now the top of the key it goes to Olsen. Chloe with it. Right wing to Runchy. She comes off a ball swing, and now they swing it to the left side. Here's Kiana Harris with it. Ball inside. It's stolen away by Dowling. Kothi with the steal. As
good defense there in the half court by the Maroons.
Olsen dribbled off her knee, and now drawing a foul a la Wyckoff is Ella McVeigh. Did a nice job. Took a page out of the Wyckoff playbook and drew the foul.
Yeah, she did. There was really nothing there. I mean, she just kind of forced it in, and Centennial bailed her out with a foul.
And the foul, I believe, is on Wyckoff.
I think that's right.
And McVeigh at the free throw line. First free throw no good for Ella. As you mentioned earlier, she got the start tonight as Caitlin Clark for Dowling out with an injured ankle on the bench, along with Josie Feiler, who's out with the ACL, who will be back in January. But Clark will be back Friday, and McVeigh hits the second free throw. She has 4 points to start the third quarter for Dowling. It's 25-23 Centennial. 5:50 remaining here in the third quarter. Centennial by two in the basketball. They're going right to left towards the north basket. Here's Wyckoff with it, guarded by Cataldo. Works the top of the key. Now hands the ball off to Schoen, and she can't handle the pass and retrieves it right in front of the scorer's table. And Schoen stepped on the half-court line, but they're going to rule a foul on Dowling. And that'll be on Kothi, her fourth.
Yeah. Horrible decision by Kothi. I mean, tried to kind of body her up 35 feet from the basket. Just not a good decision when you have three fouls. And now, because you have those two other players that are hurt, it's going to really challenge your depth here with foul trouble.
All right, into the lineup for Dowling is Nai Tong. So it's Wanick, Tong, Cataldo, along with Grace Gaber. As a shot in the lane, no good by Centennial's Chloe Olsen. And a foul in the backcourt on Olsen. And one of those you talked about earlier, Steve DeVinny, you struggle with your shot, you throw up a shot, it's missed, you can't get the rebound, then you foul in the backcourt, and that's what happened with Olsen there for Centennial.
Yep. Frustration foul, and now I think she has to go to the bench for Coach DeYoung, yep.
Olsen with her second foul, she, along with Schoen and Wyckoff, with two fouls each for Centennial. For Dowling, Moses, Kothi with four fouls, Moses with three, McVeigh and Tong with two each. 25-23, Centennial by two. As we approach the five-minute mark here in the third quarter, Dowling with the basketball. Here's Wanick in the corner. Left wing, dribble drives in the baseline. Her shot no good, and a rebound put it out of there by Meg Burns.
Had to shoot over a couple tall kids.
Now Centennial in transition with the basketball shown in the lane on the right blocker. Shot up and good right around Nai Tong. So shown with her. Ninth point, and now we got traveling on Dowling. We get the ball inside to Tong, and she travels with the basketball.
It's going to be important for the Maroons now with this foul trouble and limited depth to take care of the basketball, get good shots, and keep this thing close. They're only down four, but it seems a little precarious here with Centennial having the ball again.
Yeah, neither team can really get much of a lead. And now a backdoor cut and a shot up and no good by Centennial. That was Burns with the shot that she missed. Did a nice cut, but she couldn't get it to fall. Rebound Dowling. And in the lane, it's off the glass. Good, and that's Anna Wanick. Wanick with her 6 point.
Yeah, the Maroons are going to need her to score in the second half here. That was a very, very good move up and under here. Coast to coast, basically.
Yeah, 27-25, Centennial by two. We approach the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Game two will be the boys' game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hope you could join us for that. Here's Burns with it in the corner for Centennial. Gets it out to Runchy. We got an illegal screen set by the Jaguars and a foul called. They're going to get Alexandria. Kiana Harris with her with the foul.
Little moving screen there, which is fantastic for the
Maroons.
Good break right there.
Three fouls each team here in the second half. Dowling with the ball, a chance to tie or take the lead. Maroons are trailed by as many as 10 in the first half. Now a shot in the lane, no good. Maroons had a chance there. Rebound Centennial. Here's Runchy in the front court. Gets to Wyckoff. They swing it to the left side to Burns. And the ball is dumped inside to Schoen, and she draws the foul, and Nai Tong has picked up her third.
Looks like the Maroons want a timeout here.
All right, 3 minutes, 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. It's Centennial 27, Dowling 25. And let's see, this might be a full timeout.
Yep, looks like
it is. We'll take a one-minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Catholic Tuition Organization is celebrating. $3.2 million was raised in record time this year. Thank you. For those of you who are wanting those generous tax credits, contact me at ctoiowa.org. For information on other school tuition organizations in Iowa where you can get that same tax benefit. CTO has been blessed by your generosity, and I thank you so much. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny here in the third quarter. Out of the Dowling timeout, Centennial with the basketball. Jaguars lead it 27-25 over the Maroons. And underneath, a shot up and no good, but a traveling call on Kiana Harris for Centennial. So Dowling will have the basketball. Again, a chance to tie or take the lead here, Steve.
Yep, they're hanging around here.
Dowling in foul trouble. They're post players. In deep foul trouble. The starter, Kothi, with four fouls. And Nai Tong with three. And now the ball stolen away by the Maroons, but out of bounds off the foot of Taylor Runchy. So Dowling will retain possession. We haven't had a whole lot of Tamian Sons three-point made baskets for Dowling tonight.
No.
Steve?
Maroons have not been shooting well from the perimeter.
No, they have not. So we hope to see a few of those. And I want to thank the fine folks at Tamian Sons for supporting our broadcast, located on Southeast 1st Street in Des Moines. And now Runes come up empty again.
Turned it over.
Doggone, another turnover. And rebound out, the ball now over to Centennial. Centennial in their road black uniforms, white numbers, and a little bit of that trim of theirs that they run their all black uniforms tonight. Dowling in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers. Now here's Wyckoff with it, top of the key. Works the right side, now hands it off and leaves it for Burns. Her shot down the lane is no good. Rebound Dowling. Here's McVay down court, and her shot is no good. Bodies hit the floor, and a rebound cleared out of there by Taylor Runchy and Centennial. Now down court, and a layup uncontested for the most part by Chloe Olson is good. Olson with 5 points. It's 29-25, Centennial by four.
Little helter-skelter lately here, Mark. Both sides.
Centennial's biggest lead has been five. Dowling's has been two. And now a steal by who else? Sydney Wyckoff. Centennial with the basketball. Olson with it. They work the left side. underneath to Kiana Harris. Her shot off the glass is good. And this has probably been the biggest run out here. A six-point lead now for Centennial over Dowling.
They just keep pounding the ball in the paint now down in the post, and we have our big players in foul trouble. And I think Moses is going to come back in the game with her three fouls, but Kothi with four is still sitting and watching. And Maroons are severely undersized.
All right, a three-pointer by Gaber from the top of the key. Good. Grace Gaber. Another Tamian Sons three-point shot. I start talking about it, then it happens.
That's I was going to say, I could use some of those stuffed shells about now.
And it's 31-28. Centennial with the lead on Grace Gaber.
Big shot right there.
5'10 sophomore driller just to the left of the top of the key. And it's 31-28. Centennial by three in the basketball. Once again, here's Burns with it. Dribble drives in the lane. Shot no good. And whistle. They're going to get, I'm sure, McVay for the foul over the back.
Yep.
As she was battling the post. That's Ella's third foul. Ella at 5'5". And battling against, 6 foot? 6 foot 1-inch Rachel Schoen. That is a mismatch.
Unless you're going to box her out, you have no hope about jumping her.
Well, McVay got on the varsity, Steve. As you know, that Hallie Ketchum did not come out. She signed with the University of Iowa to play softball.
Yep.
And that opened up the spot, and McVay just kind of mirrors Ketchum's energy. They really do. And now a whistle and a foul on Dowling. And they're going to get Nye Tong with her fourth foul. And the Dowling fans wanted a charge as I think it was Schoen that turned into the lane.
So. Yeah, Maroons are in trouble here, unless they really, really shoot it well from the perimeter. Here comes Jesse Sarcone for her first action of the night.
Yeah, and this is the last Sarcone in that line of many.
I've coached them all, Mark. One of my greatest accomplishments. Five Sarcone kids.
Schoen's first free throw, no good. So Jesse Sarcone, the 5'8 junior, and I'm sure her aunts out in the East Coast are listening out of Washington, D.C.
Pat and Chris, yeah.
And the second free throw, no good. Rebound Dowling. The ball stolen away by Moses and stolen back by Cataldo. But now Wyckoff with the steal. Now foul on Cataldo. But it wasn't that exciting. Steal, steal, steal. Both teams had two steals in a matter of 10 seconds, Steve. But a foul called on Dowling. That ended that.
Mia, that's just her second. Probably should have been an offensive push-off player control foul by Wyckoff. She's getting frustrated with Mia's good defense there. Oh, now it's a bonus for Centennial. Boy, that's tough for the Maroons also.
Yeah, 1-1 now as Cataldo commits her second foul. Reminder, Kothi on the bench with four fouls. Nye Tong on the bench with four fouls. Jesse Sarcone at 5'8". Playing the post with Moses. So Maroons undermanned in the post. Free throw, no good. Foul on Wyckoff. A break for Dowling.
Dowling crowd likes that.
That's the fourth miss tonight by Sydney Wyckoff.
That's her third foul as well, Mark.
And that'll be the 14th foul on Ankeny Centennial. As you mentioned, Sydney Wyckoff picking up three fouls. Sarcone will check out, and Grace Gaber back in for the final 45 seconds of the third quarter.
Looks like maybe an offensive-defensive substitution, perhaps.
All right, here is a corner three by Simplot. It's no good from the right wing, right from the Dowling bench. Fight for the rebound, and Simplot retrieves it.
Oh,
and steps
goodness.
On the sideline, right in front of the Dowling bench.
Great hustle by the Maroons. Wanick went to the floor. Who else? Caitlin Moses went to the floor. The softball catchers. You can always count on the catchers to go to the floor. Offensive defense. Here comes Sarcone again. Got to check in first, Jesse.
31-28, Ankeny Centennial with the lead. 33 seconds remaining.
Who's she
here
in for?
In the third quarter.
Come on, get off the floor, Moses. Come on.
Yeah, kids aren't used to with this rotation when you're you got several starters out. Now the bench really has to pay attention. Now they get it all set. Centennial with the ball.
Got to get a stop here. They'll probably hold it for the last shot, I'm guessing.
Here's Burns with it. Leaves it for Runchy. Taylor dribble drives towards the lane. Shot up, no good. Forced it and got her own rebound. Now the ball loose again. And we've got jump ball called. It'll be Dowling possession with 14 seconds remaining.
Wow.
Do we have a lot of floor burns in this girls' game?
Yes.
Right in front of us here on the right and then down there in front of Coach DeYoung for Centennial.
Yeah.
These girls are getting after it. We've You act like this is the end of the game. This is the 14 seconds left in the quarter, the third quarter. Yeah. All right. Simplot in for Dowling. Also in there is Moses. Wanick's in there. Gaber in there. And Cataldo. Dowling dribbles in the front court. Now they get it to Wanick with 7 seconds beyond the arc. Anna coming off a ball screen by Gaber. Works baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be Centennial basketball with 1.4 seconds remaining.
Really not a bad result. If you're not going to score, you at least run the clock down to... Yeah.
And they can't get a shot off Will Centennial. So we've come to the end of the third quarter with the score. Ankeny Centennial 31, Dowling 28. And along with Steve DeVinny, I'm Mark Amadeo. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Make your morning commute with Teresa Tomeo's Catholic Connection, weekdays at 8 o'clock a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. We're about ready to start the fourth quarter. Ankeny Centennial leads 31-28 over Dowling in this girls' contest. The boys' game to follow. My name is Mark Amadill, along with Steve DeVinny. Dowling is 5 of 9 at the free throw line through three quarters. Centennial 7 of 15. Jaguars 2 of 5, and now a little flurry there, and Cataldo tried to save it, but saved it out of bounds off. They say she stepped out of bounds, so we see some pretty good defense here, Steve, and the finished product is usually a made basket. And now a shot blocked out of bounds by the Maroons. Nice shot by Caitlin Moses on help defense.
Boy, they just keep going to the post, going to the post, going to the post.
Chloe Olson's shot was blocked.
Good play by Moses, undersized, but had good little jumping there.
Centennial by three with the basketballs. Olson, her shot up and good. Yeah, she took it right over Kothy, who's playing with four fouls.
Yeah, Kothy's got to be a little careful. Good decision there.
Dowling with the ball. Here's Simplot in there. That's Meg Simplot, 5'7", sophomore. Leaves it for Caitlin Moses. And that ball's stolen away. It's poked away and stolen away by Wyckoff. Sydney with it for Centennial. Jaguars going right to left towards the south basket. Underneath in the lane, a shot off the grass. No good by Schoen. Ball poked around and picked up by Burns. Jaguars with it and being very patient here, leading by five. Now a corner three by Wyckoff is no good, but offensive rebound Olson, and the putback is up and in. She's fouled and the basket will count. So Centennial with a big break there.
Yeah, Caitlin Moses failed to box her out, and she came and got the weak side board. That's a big play. I mean, now you're down seven with 7 minutes to go. They're going to shoot a free throw, and now you're in a little bit of a hole.
Fouls on Cataldo. That's her third. Team foul number 8 on Dowling. And Olsen's free throw, no good. But offensive rebound for Burns, and Centennial retains possession. Under 7 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Here's Runchy with it. This is the only time these two teams are scheduled to play. And they're both in the top nine. Centennial at number 9, Dowling at number 5 in the preseason rankings.
The one thing that Centennial can do with this dribble weave that they do is they can run some clock, too.
And they ran some clock and got a basket. Rachel Schoen shoots and scores from the left block. And it's 37-28, 9-point lead for Centennial, and that's their largest of the night. Here's Cataldo on the baseline. Little 7-footer, up good! Mia Cataldo with her fifth point. 37-30, Centennial by 7. 6 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. Fourth quarter.
Going to have to get some stops, Mark. Now they go down to the block again.
And the Maroons are undersized down there and also battling foul trouble. Moses, 5'8", playing a post. Kothy with four fouls is the post, and she is limited in what she can do to be aggressive on defense. Mitch, the ball knocked out of bounds, and Taylor Runchy will throw it in for the Jaguars.
Yeah, Mia Cataldo continues to play well at the defensive end. Boy, she's had a solid game.
All right, here's Wyckoff with it. Dribbles in the lane, now pulls it back out. And can run their motion offense. See how many dribbles and passes they get before they can shoot.
Well, they're going to run some clock. As you know, Mark, in high school, there's no shot clock.
Yep. Been a big proponent of having a shot clock, but that's not happened here in Iowa. Now we got a whistle foul on Cataldo.
That's her fourth.
It is.
And I'm not sure it was much of a foul. Just maybe a slight bump, but
enough to cause the person dribbling the ball, which is now shooting the free throw, Meg Burns, to get the deck.
Yep, that's the ninth team foul on the Maroons, and so the rest of the way the Maroons will be in, or the Jaguars will be in double bonus.
All right, McVay and Cataldo will check out for Dowling. And we've got blood on the court, so we've got a stoppage in play.
Okay.
So we're going to take a one-minute break, 5:42 remaining, fourth quarter, 37-30. Centennial leads Dowling here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.com.
What's uncommon and good at the same time? Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Had a temporary delay. Blood was found on the court, so we got that all cleaned up. 37-30 is our score. Anthony Centennial, ranked number 9, leading 5th-ranked Dowling with 5:42 remaining. Kind of reset the game. Dowling playing without two of their prominent starters. Caitlin Clark, the outstanding sophomore, out with an ankle injury. She'll be playing on Friday, and Josie Feiler will not play until after Christmas with the ACL injury. At the free throw line, Meg Burns. She makes the first free throw. Burns tonight with 7 points. And for Centennial, they're playing without Kenneth Sauer, their outstanding volleyball player who is a big factor on Coach DeYoung's team. And she's out with a leg injury that she re-injured. So both players, both teams down one, but an exciting defensive game. 39-30 is our score as Burns makes both free throws there, Steve.
You can tell that both these teams solidly deserve to be in the top 10. Even with some missing pieces there, really, it's been a good ball game, and the Maroons are just undersized and in severe foul trouble.
Fouls on Olsen as we went the other way. Dowling got the ball on the post, and Olsen commits her third foul. So team foul number 5 on Ankeny Centennial. Dowling with 9 team fouls. Now corner 3 up and no good by Wanick, and the weak side rebound out to Wyckoff, and here comes Centennial. They get the ball in the front court, leading by 9. This is their largest lead of the night. Now a 3-pointer right in front of Coach DeYoung. It's good. That's Meg Burns with her third 3 of the night. She had none come into the game. Now the pass deflected in the hands of Wanick, and she runs into the baseline and tries to get the ball to Kothy, or rather to Gaber, and it's out of bounds. We got a timeout on the floor. 5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Ankeny Centennial with its largest lead, 42-30 over Dowling in this girls' contest. Back in 30 seconds on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny. Our first doubleheader of the season. It's a non-conference game here in the CIML. Centennial leading Dowling 42-30. Maroons with the basketball. Here's Kothy with it. Leads for Gaber in the lane. Kicks it back out to Wanick. Underneath to Kothy. JC squares up the basket. Double team, triple team, and now a tie-up. Jump ball called. You can't do that with a well-coached defense like the Jags and Coach DeYoung. And she was double teamed. Turnover against Dowling as possession favors Centennial here, Steve.
Yeah, JC was trying to decide if she could make a post move or maybe pass out to one of the guards. And in the meantime, give Olsen credit for tying her up.
All right, 4 minutes, 45 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Centennial leads by 12, and they have the basketball. Top of the key is Chloe Olsen, and she tried to hit her teammate on a back cut underneath the basket, but threw it away. So turnover now goes over to Dowling.
Yep, wide open. Olsen just didn't see her quite soon enough and threw behind the intended receiver, if we can borrow some terminology from football.
You've listened to way too much football.
Dr. Dave Marcoulier, how many rings can he have?
I think he's looking for a place to put him now. McVay for three for Dowling. It's no good. And the rebound comes out to Schoen in Centennial. One and done are the Maroons.
That's for sure.
Dowling undersized. Their post players are in foul trouble. And the other two post players are in street clothes tonight. So Centennial taking advantage of that. At halftime, it was 31-28, or rather 21-19, Centennial by two. But the Jaguars have kind of shown their will here in this fourth quarter, and they have their biggest lead of 12 right now.
Yeah, they've shot the ball better than the Maroons, obviously, too. Mark, it hasn't been a great shooting night for the Maroons.
That's a big key. Here's Wyckoff with it. Works the right side. Now gets it to Schoen for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Meg Simplot on the weak side for the Maroons.
I'm not sure Coach DeYoung with those seven titles wants his post player shooting.
Now a backdoor cut to Catala. Her shot's no good. And the rebound, Kothy, and she draws the foul. And JC looking for her first points of the night.
Yeah.
She's 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and she'll get two free throws here. And Schoen picks up her third foul for Centennial. So JC Kothy, a 25% free throw shooter on the year, misses the first free throw. Substitutions for Dowling. Simplot will check out. And Caitlin Moses will check in. Also checking out will be Anna Wanick. And Gaber will check in.
JC was frustrated there and kind of pounded the ball with her fist back to the official. Almost got technical foul called on her.
I want to have that happen. Second free throw, no good. Kothy 0 for 4 at the line tonight. Rebound, Centennial. 3.5 minutes remaining. Ankeny Centennial by 12, 42-30 over Dowling. The Maroons now are trying to double-team the ball and commit a foul, and Kothy did. Or rather, Gaber did. Gaber will pick up her second foul.
Bonus here the rest of the way for the Jaguars.
Yeah. I want to thank tonight's supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, including Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and the St. Gregory Retreat Center. First of two free throws good by Meg Burns. It's been a pleasant surprise tonight. 12 points off the bench for the 5'10 sophomore. They get 13 points. Centennial with its largest lead of 14. 44-30 over Dowling. Maroons with the ball. McVay with it. Lobs it inside to Kothy. So works the right side, guarded by Olsen. Centennial stays man-to-man. Here's Cataldo with the top of the key as we approach the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Catala coming off a ball screen by Kothy, and JC just committed her fifth foul on an illegal screen.
Yeah, I thought that maybe was a little bit questionable, Mark, to be honest, but that'll disqualify her from the game. And she'll
foul out with 3:02 remaining.
Just one of those nights.
Yeah,
you know.
It was.
If you look back at this, you know, I was optimistic before the game started, but when you think about the fact that Caitlin Clark averages 25 points a game, you knew that was going to kind of be an uphill situation for you. And
just want to know who's going to pick up the slack.
Yeah,
who else is going to contribute.
Yeah, when you look out there now, and no disrespect to any of the girls out there, but you wonder where the points are going to come from in large, when you need them as quickly as you need them now, down 14 with under 3 minutes to go.
Ankeny playing catch on the perimeter, 2:45 remaining. Jaguars up 14, and any Dowling foul results in the double bonus for Ankeny Centennial.
Yeah, doing a good job just running clock. They have their old Dean Smith delay game in right now.
Four corners.
Yep.
They put Olsen at the free throw line, and everybody else is on the corners. Now a steal by McVay, and now the ball.
Nice play by McVay.
Tied up by McVay, yep. And a timeout. Timeout Dowling.
Yep.
Officials
nice play.
Officials good, do a good job. Tim Osterhaus, Scott Giles, and Brian Abel. And a timeout, Maroons. We'll take a one-minute break. 2:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. And it's 44-30. Ankeny Centennial with the lead over fifth-ranked Dowling here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Catholic Tuition Organization is celebrating. $3.2 million was raised in record time this year. Thank you. For those of you who are wanting those generous tax credits, contact me at ctoiowa.org for information on other school tuition organizations in Iowa where you can get that same tax benefit. CTO has been blessed by your generosity, and I thank you so much. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym out of the Maroon timeout. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. Nye Tong in the ball game. Her little baby hook shot from the left block. No good. Rebound Olsen and Centennial. One and done is Dowling.
Yeah, good look at the hoop there. Good pass in the interior. Just couldn't quite get it to drop.
Under 2 minutes remaining, 44-30 our score. Centennial with the lead over Dowling in this top nine matchup. Maroons will take on a team out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas on Friday. And underneath, a shot up and good by Kiana Harris. That is her seventh point. 46-30 Centennial. And now the other way, Cataldo draws the foul, as they will get Runchy with her second foul. So Cataldo will go to the free throw line. Mia tonight. She hit one of those to Mia and Sons three-pointers in the first quarter. And she had a two-point basket here in the fourth quarter. Has 5 points tonight. First free throw is good. Rolls through.
Mark, do the Maroons have anybody in double figures? I don't think so.
I'm looking at that right now.
Nye has eight.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, they just couldn't. They just didn't have quite enough answers offensively.
Yeah, Wanick has six. Yeah. Cataldo with six right now. And Moses with four. McVay with four. Second free throw by Cataldo. Good. So she has 4 points. Or check that.
Yeah, she has seven. Yep.
46-32. Centennial by 14. Minute and a half remaining. It's one thing we don't have in the Dowling scoreboards is timeouts remaining.
Yeah.
And four corners now by Centennial. They'll put their posts right around the free throw line or top of the key, and the guards and forwards on the corners. Dowling trying to double team. They work underneath the run. Her shot is blocked. Weak side block by the littlest gal on the court, Ella McVay. How about that?
Yeah, really nice job of hustle. But with a minute five to go, the game well in hand for the Jaguars.
McVay is the right-handed.
Yeah, she really is.
Is the right-handed equivalent to Hallie Ketchum.
Yeah, Hallie. I wish Hallie would have come out. I understand that she's a bona fide Division I softball player and chose not to. But, yeah, McVay does give the similar quickness.
And Cataldo now has just fouled out of the contest with 7 points. Minute and three remaining. And at the free throw line for a double bonus will be Sidney Wyckoff for Centennial. 46-32 our score. Centennial by 14. Free throw good. 7 points for Wyckoff. Probably had as many steals and assists. Probably had more steals and assists than points.
Yeah, she's really good.
And the second free throw off the mark, no good.
She kind of makes him go, you know. A girl been playing 3 or 4 years varsity.
The straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah.
Is Wyckoff, Sidney Wyckoff.
Simplot.
And Meg Simplot with her first basket.
10-12 footer.
From the right baseline, the ball poked out of bounds. McVay hits it out of bounds, but it'll be Centennial basketball. 50 seconds remaining. Remind you that both teams will be in action Friday. Centennial will host Des Moines North. There'll be a girls and boys doubleheader in Ankeny. And Dowling will host Bishop Meege on Friday. No boys game. It'll be a girls game only. We'll be on the air at 6:45 Friday night.
Another maroon that fouls out, I think.
Tip off.
Caitlin Moses?
And she hits her fourth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
And Wyckoff to the line. So Dowling boys have an interesting game. After tonight, Thursday, they travel to Iowa City, take on the Trojans of Iowa City West.
Yeah. Well, on a Thursday night game, huh?
Thursday night game. That's why there's no game Friday for the boys.
Okay.
Free throw good by Wyckoff. Yeah. And that'll be Thursday night at 7 o'clock in Iowa City. And the Dowling boys will be leaver in action next Tuesday night against North. We'll have the game on Iowa Catholic Radio, boys only. And second free throw, no good by Wyckoff. And three-pointer up and good by Moses. Moses for three, and now the ball tipped out of bounds.
Maroons are going down fighting, down by 11, 28.7 seconds to go, Mark.
What else did you expect?
Yep.
Now here's Wyckoff within the backcourt. 25 seconds remaining. 48-37. Centennial by 11. And a foul right at half court. And they're going to call it on, let's see, Wanick or McVay. They're going to get Wanick for the foul. And I believe that's her first.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And at the free throw line, hard to believe that. A game like this.
Yeah.
And the first free throw is good by Rachel Schoen. She now is in double figures with 10 points. Second free throw on the way, good.
Good shooter. Good offensive skills for Schoen. For a big girl, she shoots that jump shot and free throw very, very well.
Yeah, Schoen at 6-1. And shot no good. Put back no good by Dowling. And a rebound Schoen, and that should do it. 10 seconds remaining, 50-37. Centennial. The backcourt is Wyckoff. She's got to get across the timeline. She does. Gets it to Schoen, and that'll do it. Well, Centennial will win this 50-37 over Dowling Catholic. The Maroons, Steve, talk about points. Dowling got 9 points, or rather 10 points the first quarter. The next three quarters, 9 points each, including the fourth quarter. So points are at a premium when you play a team like Centennial. And for Ankeny Centennial, they scored 19 points in the fourth quarter, outscored Dowling 19-9 to win it 50-37 here at the Dowling Gym, Steve.
Yeah, they got a lot of those free throws or points late in the game from the free throw line with the clock stopped, and the Maroons had no choice. They had to foul, try to get back in the game. And good ball game. You can tell how good Centennial will be when they get their post player back from the injury. And if you throw Caitlin Clark out there tonight, it could have been a different story, but it'll sure be helpful.
Unofficially, Centennial went 16 of 26 to the free throw line. And for Dowling, they were 7 of 13 at the line. But we'll get all that taken care of when we go to our postgame show. And I am blessed to be in the company tonight of Mr. Steve DeVinny. And we'll be back with the postgame show. We wrap this up. Final score in the girls' contest, Ankeny Centennial 50, Dowling 37. We'll be back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking.
R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family. A great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumi and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumi and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumi's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumi and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tumi and Sons.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
You're listening to the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines.
KIHS Adel.
It's time to man up Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny, as we're in our postgame show. Dowling with a 50-37, losing 50-37 to Ankeny Centennial. The Maroons fall to 3-1 on the season. Centennial now 2-1. And Mr. DeVinny, I know you've got some numbers there, but I'll take a look at the scoring. How about that? For Centennial, the visitors, they had a pair of players in double figures, led by Rachel Schoen and Alexandria Kiana Harris with 13 points each, followed by Chloe Olson with 9 points, and 8 points each for Sydney Wyckoff and for Alexandria Kiana Harris. So Meg Burns and Rachel Schoen leading the way with 13 points each. Centennial finished 16-26 from the free throw line tonight. For Dowling Catholic, the Maroons had nobody in double figures. They were led by the young post player off the bench, Nye Tong, with 8 points. She was followed by Caitlin Moses and Mia Cataldo with 7 points each, 6 points for Anna Wanick, 4 points for Ella McVeigh, 3 points for Grace Gaber, and 2 points for Meg Simplot. Dowling went 7-13 at the free throw line as Centennial pulled away in that fourth quarter, outscoring Dowling 19-9. And Steve, the Maroons just couldn't overcome the lack of post play, and then when they, you know, were fighting through that, the foul situation caught up because they were fouling, and the Maroons had two players foul out, J.C. Cothey and Mia Cataldo, both fouling out tonight.
Yeah, the stat that you just read off that caught my attention was the fact that the Centennial attempted twice as many free throws as the Maroons did, and that's never a good situation.
No.
if you're Dowling, and when you're undersized a little bit, just one of those nights. Maroons are going to have a good squad this year. I really believe that, and there's never any shame to losing to Centennial. I'm sure the Maroons thought they could have played a little bit better, and we didn't shoot it very well from the perimeter, but give Centennial credit, and it's early.
Well, as you mentioned, Centennial made 16 free throws. Dowling attempted 13 free throws, only made 7. So
yeah,
that's the other bugaboo, is you make more than your opponent attempts. And Centennial, you could check that off the box tonight. But
yeah,
Meg Burns off the bench with 13 points and Rachel Schoen with 13 points leading the way for Centennial. But the straw that stirred the drink was Sydney Wyckoff. You know, she stepped up. Kenneth Sauer out with leg injury, didn't play for Centennial, and Wyckoff did a great job of stepping up tonight.
Yeah, no, she did for sure. Yeah, no, it's on the team statistics, Mark. Maroons had 9 assists on the night compared to 12 for the Jags. Turnovers were similar. Maroons had 10. Ankeny Centennial had 12. Where the Maroons got hurt was on the rebounding. The Maroons had 14 rebounds on the night, and Centennial, with a decided height advantage in the middle, had 21 rebounds. So
that is a big discrepancy, Mr.
That's a big difference right there.
All right, Steve. Well, Dowling doesn't get any easier Friday night. Bishop Meege out of Kansas comes up to Dowling Catholic. They're out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. 7 o'clock tip-off, and it's a one game on Friday night. There's no boys doubleheader with that, and that'll be a great test. As I understand it, former Dowling alum Joe Hornback used to be the principal or the president of that university, and I think he moved on to a different Catholic institution down in the Kansas City area. But very traditional girls program, and I think I remember Coach Meyer telling me that the Dowling coach telling me that they won like 4 or 5 state titles. They're kind of like the Dowling in football,
okay,
but they're the girls basketball team down there that keeps winning state titles. So that's who's coming to town.
Well, I'll tell you,
on Friday. Their coaches are right behind us. They're right here scouting.
Yeah, Maroons, they're not backing down early in the year, right? They're scheduling very, very good opponents, which will pay off later in the season.
It certainly will. Well, Mr. Devaney, I want to thank you for
thanks for having me.
Riding shotgun tonight. Look forward to seeing you Friday night. Should be a great matchup, Dowling and Bishop Meege out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. And we'll talk to you then. And, again, thank you for all you do behind the scenes with the Dowling youth programs and for your support of your business here in Iowa Catholic Radio all throughout the football season. We thank you, Steve.
I will enjoy watching the boys' game and not having to keep track of turnovers and assists. Go grab my popcorn and enjoy it.
Well, your kids are all gone now, so you can sit back and enjoy all this stuff.
Yeah, appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Devaney, my broadcast partner tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and that'll wrap up our coverage of game one of our doubleheader. Game two coming up. The boys are on the court, and we'll have game two, Dowling Catholic taking on Ankeny Centennial here at the Dowling Gym. And we'll take about a three-minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Please support the businesses that support Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and smartphones everywhere on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Sponsored by Blessman Ministries and the People's Abstract Company.